Hey there, it's Therapist Tierra, and I need you to know that your words are super powerful. Our stated opinions, judgments, and words carry so much weight. But what do I mean by this? Listen, I've heard so many people say things in support of a conflicting mother-daughter relationship. Things like, you know, mother and daughters are always getting into it. Or, I've heard mothers talk about their daughters as if they were the competition. Y'all, I've heard daughters talk about their mothers as if they were an enemy on the street, all because of unhealed trauma. Did you know that your words are a vehicle for negative forces to carry out the plans we've spoken over our relationships with our mom or daughters? Let me say that again, because I know that it might sound confusing, but hear my heart. Did you know that our words are a vehicle for negative forces to carry out the negative plans that we've spoken over our relationships? Specifically in this instance with mom and daughter relationships. Words like, we just don't get along, or we're just like oil and water, or even words like, I can't stand her, or she gets on my nerves. Your words are a vehicle for negativity. Negativity is wild because once the words are spoken, those words move like a race car during the Indy 500. Listen, we oftentimes don't correlate the negative energy that we speak with our experiences that follow. Let's talk a little bit more about this. Think about it like this. You may have experienced things like trauma, rejection. Maybe you felt like your mom made differences, or that your daughter was just hard to love. In the midst of your hurt, Yo Tail has shared all of this negativity, okay? Then the next thing you know, y'all are arguing, not talking, or you're talking to another person about the hurt that has been incurred. Listen, we may not see the fruit of our fury in our mom's lives or in instances where the mom is hurt by what the daughter has done. You may not see the fruit of your fury even in her. But if you're harboring resentment or anger, you might see the fruit of your fury in your body, in your sleep patterns, or even through symptoms of anxiety or depression. You might even experience it in your health in other ways. All like holding on. I've worked with some clients who have issues with their stomachs and have seen so many different professionals. And I remember in one instance with one of my clients, I'm like, anxiety. Do you realize the impact that anxiety has on the body, specifically in the area of the stomach and the bowels? Like, a lot of things are correlated when we're holding on too tightly or harboring things. Listen, there's no condemnation. I ain't here to judge. I am here to educate, because when you know, honey, you make a decision, I'm going to do something different. Let's talk a little bit more. Every now and again, I'll get a client that says in her Evelyn's voice, you know what? She's a non-mother loving factor. Or my client will say, I'm unbothered. But as we talk, I'll hear that the relationship is bothering them. That the parent that they're angry with truly is a mother loving factor. Those clients are able to do the work. You want to know why? Because they're able to eventually acknowledge that they are hurt by something that's incurred in the past. Not necessarily blame, but they acknowledge and validate their own experiences that were rooted in hurt. What would it look like if your fury-driven words changed? I remember working with an individual on changing words. We did a 90-day experiment just to see if the client will feel different and experience a shift in the relationship. The client changed the words from, "We just don't get along," to, "I am open to having a healthy relationship. I am expecting us to flow like milk and honey. I am able to stand her. I am choosing to break this generational pattern." Now note, I didn't say, hey, call yo whoever it is that you're upset with and try to have a healthy relationship. Nope. What I did say was do what you can do to control you. Okay. And so the common denominator here is you. So focus on yourself. And so what the client did is say all of these I am statements every morning and every afternoon and made efforts to watch things or listen to things that help shift perspectives. You know what, this client that I was talking about in the last clip, she noticed an immediate change. You want to know where? Within herself, okay? After I noticed or observed the progress, I said, you know what, let me see if I can add this to the curriculum of a 4-week training that I did. And I started the training with, all right, let's speak positive over our situation and over our relationships, even if it's bad. Now, listen, as a disclaimer, if you are in a relationship like a domestic violence relationship or a relationship where you are in harm's way or or it's just completely toxic, this ain't the relationship I'm saying to speak over this. Emotional abuse, that ain't the relationship I'm talking about, okay? I feel like I have to say this and distinguish. So listen, I ain't talking about those kinds of relationships, okay? But what I am talking about is a relationship that where there is a deep-rooted resentment or anger or, I'm gonna tell you this word, please, I encourage you, don't get triggered. Unforgiveness. That's a hard one. If you feel in some kind of way in your body, those are the kinds of relationships I'm talking about. Again, where you're safe physically and emotionally. Toxicity, sometimes you gotta let them relationships go. So I utilize the strategy of I am within a 4-week kind of a mixer / group setting. It was a training I was doing. And when I tell you, on day one, that's what we did, the I am statements. By week 4, every person on the call, on the training, noticed a shift. Do you hear what I'm saying? Noticed a shift. I remember one lady, she said, I don't want to do this, Tierra. I don't want to do this. And then she said, okay, I'm going to do it, but I don't want to. I said, it's okay. You don't have to want to do it. What I love is that you're open to doing it. And you know what she said? I'm going to keep it real with you. She said, Tierra, I am going to love the hell out of her. And she said it with her teeth gritting. She said it with a fiery passion in her heart, even though she didn't want to do it. She spoke those things that be not as though they are. She noticed a shift within herself. Opportunities were created for her to extend grace and show love in the midst of, because I'm going to tell you what, when you do something kind for somebody, not in a codependent mindset. If you know, if you got my book, I Need to Talk But Not to a Therapist, the user guide for people who are on the fence about starting therapy. If you know, you know. I'm not talking about a codependent relationship, but what I am talking about is one of which where you can just do something kind for somebody and move on. You know, that legit heaps coals on the person with the offense. Now they over there all mad and you over here blessed. And so, yeah, let me just put that out there. I feel like I'm rambling, but I gotta get this out there, okay? Hey there, over the years, I've seen so much hurt between mothers and daughters, so much bad blood and resentment. Honey, if only you knew the amount of tissues I've had to restock in my office, you would be floored. I've seen years of bickering, silence, and resentment, and so much wasted time. But guess what? There is so much hope. I've helped so many mothers and daughters to walk through generations of murky water. In this season, honey, we're going to focus on healing that mother-daughter relationship. And if you're not quite ready to start the process in the office with a therapist of your own, I'd like to encourage you to order a copy of my book on Amazon. It's called I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist. It's a user guide for people who are on the fence about starting therapy. I look forward to seeing you in session. Bye.
Please stay tuned for these messages.
Hey girl, I'm stressed out and I need to talk, but not to a therapist. Do you think you could help me out? Hey, this is perfect timing. Have you heard of the podcast I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist? No. What's that about? Well, since you asked, it gives the perspective of a trained professional an attempt to persuade the readers that therapy can do wonders in healing many issues stemming from childhood trauma and family-based dysfunction. And listen to this, she also has a book. Wow, for real? Does it consist of the same information? Yes, girl. The author stresses that leaving the issues unaddressed can cause reoccurring problems not only in present day, but in future generations of family. And what's not addressed will create a mess within future generational lines. Wow. I'm interested. How can I get a copy? Amazon, boo. Definitely check it out if you want it, and you won't regret it.